Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shaar HaBitachon. Yesterday, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, Rabbeinu Bechaya, helped us understand that we really have sort of a childlike development in our relationship with Hashem. We have a childlike bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We look at what we get, and we relate to what we get. We don't look at the whole picture. Today begins by telling a story about an individual who was a sofer, and every day his neighbor would come to him, and he said to him, "So I want you to have a good day," and he'd say, "So long as my arm continues to function, I'll have a good day." And so Kadosh Baruch Hu punished the individual, and he said, he caused him to not be able to write, to suffer an injury in the arm. So the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says, look, he didn't put his whole bitachon on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Matzio says, it's not that a person can't say Baruch Hashem as long as my arm is working. Says that's a very, very childlike look at how you should say Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem means that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have wanted me to continue as a sofer, he'll continue to give me an opportunity to earn my parnasa as a sofer. And if I'm not supposed to be a sofer, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will find a different system for me to be able to go ahead and earn my daily bread. Sometimes we get a little too involved in looking at how I connect to Hashem, in other words, how I live in His world, that I forget the rest of what it means to have a relationship with Hashem. This is a very childlike definition of what it means to have bitachon. If Baruch Hashem, I get through my day. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. And He runs the world, and He wants me to appreciate Him and see Him in every step of the world. And if I turn around and I make sure that I see Him each step of the way, then He'll make sure that I get what I need. That's what it means to have bitachon. And of course, a person needs to understand this and look for it in life. Look at our, rising in our Shemona Esrei. Every day we start our Shemona Esrei recognizing Hashem. You're talking to the man himself. It doesn't get higher than speaking to Hashem. But when we start our request section, we begin with Atachonein L'Adam Das. Then we rise up and we start talking about things that we cannot achieve on our own. We recognize that Hashem has to be able to accept our tshuva. Hashem has to give us slicha. Hashem has to heal the sick. Hashem has to bring the galus to an end. It's our opportunity to realize that it's not just Baruch Hashem for the things that I do. It's Baruch Hashem for the relationship. Because without His being involved in every step of the way, then I won't be able to achieve anything within the process. And if He wants this particular avenue to be closed to me, He will, and I fully trust that He will open a different avenue, an avenue that He feels is more fitting for me to connect to Him. And of course, we have seen this in no more than just the current crisis that we're in. Think about it. The way that we do everything is different. The way we learn His Torah is different. The way we are able to go ahead and speak to Him has been different. For the last 6 months, we've been turning around trying to figure 100 different ways to continue relationships within the world. But while we're talking about how we relate, whether we're doing it online, or whether we're doing it Zoom, or whether we're doing it through maintaining other degrees of social distance, the one place we really don't need to have a social distance is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you take a step back and look at how the world has adapted, and you realize that that could not have happened without the chesed of Hashem, we realize that, wow, there is a tremendous amount about who He is and how He is worthy of our bitachon. Not that it needs to be considered quantified, but it's certainly worthy of our introspection and our appreciation. Go through your day. Think about how it was different from last August, and turn around and appreciate how it's different, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu has adapted it, and how you can improve on that adaptation to realize that there's a place for Hashem no matter what. And from there, I can guarantee we will have a very great day. Have a wonderful day.